are listening to SBS.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St. Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.
Coming up, petrol prices rise, the clearance rate remains low, and the market awaits for the US Federal Reserve Board meeting minutes. All of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 6th of July 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down about 0.2%. We'll have the details with Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management soon. But first, petrol prices have risen nearly 1 week after the government halved the discount to the fuel excise to 16 cents per litre, but not by that full amount. The Australian Institute of Petroleum says the national average for unleaded rose by just 3.2 cents per litre last week to a little below $1.63. So to find out where to next for petrol and for a discussion on property prices as preliminary national clearance rates remain below 50% for a third straight week, I spoke with Mi Bui and I expect going forward.
Yeah, so there are actually three reasons for that. So the first of all is that it's an average price over the last week. And the first 2 days of the last week was still from June. So two out of the 7 days that fuel excise cut or increase still hasn't kicked in yet. A second reason is basically what is fuel excise? It's basically a sales tax levied by the government on wholesalers as well as fuel importers. So it's actually paid at the wholesale price, not at the retail price. And petrol stations tend to buy these in bulk. So I would say it takes at least 1 to 2 weeks for the wholesale price to actually get reflected into the retail price at the pump for the consumers. And we did see this in April as well when the government cut fuel excise. It actually took 2 to 3 weeks for fuel prices to actually come down significantly for Australia. And the third reason is definitely the actual decrease in crude oil over the war as well. I mean, over the last 2 weeks of June, we've actually seen a 15% decline in crude oil prices globally. So that, I would say, has, you know, helped to cushion that increase in fuel excise as well. I mean, over the next month, I would say the petrol price of the pump still goes up, even if crude oil prices where we are right now. I would say that there will still be around 12 to 14 cents of fuel excise that will still be added on to the fuel price at the pump on an average level over the next 2 weeks. That will probably take us to around 168 cents per litre by the end of this month.
On property, Cotality says the national preliminary auction clearance rate remained below 50% for a third week in a row. Last week, it said home values fell nationally by 0.4% in June. What's your outlook for the housing sector and are these price falls just the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, it is hard to stay positive on the housing market or even say anything positive about the housing market at the moment because every day you open the news and the new headlines, oh, we have a new slump. But I will say two things. One is that we have to look at these auction clearance rates in context relative to previous downturns as well. Under 50% clearance rate is not a good sign for markets, but it is just the same range that it was in previous housing downturns as well. The last time we were in this situation was back in 22, 23. We were actually in that slump for quite a while. Back in 2018, 2019, after the apartment boom, and we had a bit of a housing downturn in Australia, the lowest auction clearance rate was actually 38% for a whole month. So it is not good, but it's not anything catastrophic yet. And then in terms of house prices, I would say on a national level, you said it's down by 0.4% last month. Peak to trough national prices are down by less than 1%. So again, nothing to worry yet. I think that the downturn would probably have a little bit more to go. We do forecast a 7% fall from peak to trough from now until around mid next year, given that we basically have a double whammy of rate hikes, which lowers people capacity to pay, as well as tax changes, which basically cuts out a bit of the marginal buyer in the market, aka the investors in the property market. So both fiscal and monetary policy are working to slow the housing market a little bit. But a 7% peak to trough fall, or I've seen some other forecasts of a roughly 10% peak to trough fall, I don't think is anything to be concerned about, especially when the labor market is still in rather healthy shape at the moment. It's not good for consumer sentiment. It's a little bit of a negative impact on household wealth and household sentiment. But after a very strong run in the property market, I think it's a rather normal correction. By next year, I think most economists are expecting rate cuts from the central bank, from the Reserve Bank, and that might actually help to revive up the market a little bit as well.
Okay. And the market is waiting to see the release of the minutes from the US Federal Reserve first board meeting under the new chair, Kevin Warsh, later this week. Kevin was, of course, Donald Trump's pick. How crucial is this?
Yeah, so obviously very exciting to see Kevin Warsh first minutes as the chair of the Federal Reserve Monetary Setting Committee. And I think that's what people are kind of looking because he's really trying to change the way the Fed communicates. For example, the Fed always gives out clues where they think rates will be in a year's time through a thing called the dot plot. But Kevin Warsh didn't even put his dot on the dot plot last week. So obviously we are looking for clues to how he would stick to change the minutes style of communications. I think another thing that people are trying to look for in these minutes are basically clues whether there are any divisions or disagreements between the board members about the outlook for inflation. We know that the outlook for inflation in the US is actually not great at the moment. If you look at core PCE, it's above 3% as well. And that's not that far from where we are in Australia right now. And the Reserve Bank already had to hike rates three times. The Fed still hasn't hiked rates even once. So obviously, I think, financial markets are still very healthy at the moment. They still bet. Over the past few months, they're still betting on the fact that Kevin Warsh would either cut rates or hold rates. But I think if there's any sign of, major disagreement within the Fed board about the outlook for inflation, about hotter inflation, that might be a negative for the markets.
That's me, Bowie, there from AMP. Let's go to the Australian share market now, where the ASX 200 lost 0.2% to start the week, led lower by utilities and the materials sector. There was a rotation, though, into healthcare, while IT stocks also did well. For a look at what's moving markets, I spoke with Niv Dagan. He's the executive director at Peak Asset Management. Niv, so a relatively soft start to the week considering the US market was closed for Independence Day. What exactly is driving investor sentiment at the moment?
Yeah, so we had the US payrolls. They came at 57,000. The market was expecting 113,000. So to put things in perspective, we're seeing a decrease and decline in employment, and that's pushing the interest rate phenomenon. So we're just keeping a very close eye on that this week.
Okay, you've mentioned interest rates. The minutes of the first US Fed board meeting chaired by Kevin Warsh will be out later this week. How is the market viewing the direction of both US and perhaps local interest rates too?
Yeah, we'll talk about local interest rates. Obviously, we've seen interest rates relative to global peers the highest. And we're seeing obviously a lot of issues with tax cuts and inflation pressures and consumer confidence, business confidence, Ricardo. So we feel that because of the tax pressures and the CGT changes, that will have a negative bearing on interest rates. So we're unlikely to see interest rates in Australia increase. The US, it was one of the biggest fall on yields in the last 5 years, which means that the market started to price interest rates in America falling, not increasing, on the back of the payroll figures.
Oil prices continue to weaken as ships continue to come through the Strait of Hormuz. What's the outlook for prices?
Look, oil prices are back at levels not seen before February 2026. So it's low levels at 68.5 per barrel, which we haven't seen for about 4 or 5 months. Look, we're expecting oil prices to continue to fall. And that will be positive for inflation and interest rates and the consumers down the bottom.
And finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Look, June was a really tricky month for the small cap market. I mean, we saw a lot of volatility come through, tax loss pressures, and liquidity dry up. Right now, investors are looking for bargains. We feel that commodities are probably that space and sector to keep an eye on. Artificial intelligence stocks have fallen in the last 24 to 48 hours. So we are doing a bit of buying. And some of the high dividend stocks and oil producers are ones to keep an eye on, and we're adding to the portfolio.
That is Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Give it a like, review, and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On the Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep. Available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body. So you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.